We're talking TV with Tony Stamp, who's in the studio. Hello.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora, nice to see you. What have you been watching?
Well, three things. Shall we start with Taskmaster, which is a UK show?
I love a good game show.
Do you love Taskmaster?
I haven't seen it. Tell me about it.
Oh, I'm kind of relieved to hear that, because this is a show that has just been incessantly recommended to me over the last sort of month or so by friends.
Right.
All of them described it as very, very silly and kind of a respite from more serious programming, I suppose.
Mm.
It's up to season 9, or series 9, rather, in the UK, devised by a guy called Alex Horn, who's a stand-up comedian, and hosted by a guy called Greg Davies, another comedian. And I guess of particular note is that this season features a Kiwi comedian, Rose Matafeo.
Oh, cool.
Who won the Edinburgh Festival Top Award in 2018.
She's doing incredible things, eh?
She really is. So she's gone on, I guess, off the success of that to appear on lots of shows. Have I Got News For You, The Great British Bake Off. And now she's in this for the entire season. So the way the show works is, it's basically a panel show. There's a lot of, you know, British comedians, and they have to complete ridiculous tasks. So in episode 1, they had to to hide some aubergines from the taskmaster. They had to taste test lollies.
Hang on, what do you mean hide some aubergines?
They went into a room. They were presented with some aubergines, and then they had to hide them while what's the guy's name? Alex was out of the room. And then he just comes back in and has to find them. And that's it. And there's just a lot of wisecracking along the way. And because they're all comedians, it's really funny.
Where do they hide them?
One guy ate most of one raw.
Oh,
I can't remember what Rose did. Yeah. Someone else had them under a hat in the sofa.
Sorry, I interrupted you. So that was the first one. Yeah. Kate, by the way, is on text. She says it's brilliant. She's been watching for a couple of years now. Where do you watch it?
Where did I see this? Oh, it was on TVNZ On Demand. Okay. It's also screening on TVNZ Duke.
Right.
So, I mean, it just gets sillier from there. They had to taste test lollies while blindfolded and put them in a certain order. There was one where they just had to make the most dramatic entrance. And then they sort
That's great.
They sort of go away for a while, and I guess they have, you know, a bit of a budget to work with. And so Rose's, for example, she was in disguise as a bush, and then burst out of the bush in camouflage, and she screamed Stella, which was a on the waterfront reference.
Yeah, Streetcar Named Desire.
Streetcar Named Desire. Slightly confusing, but it was pretty dramatic. So she won. And the last one was they had to draw a snake on some toilet paper.
Okay.
Very, very silly stuff, but as I say, very funny. And she won episode 1.
So are they competing against each other?
Yeah, it's unsure for what. Just kudos, I think.
But like if the task is hide an aubergine,
it's
one at a time.
Exactly. It's all separately done, yeah.
And when do they interact?
They sort of gather again in the studio, and you're watching these tasks that have been pre-filmed.
Okay.
And so a lot of the banter and stuff happens in the studio, and they're kind of, you know, allocated pretty arbitrary points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
So Series 9 is airing now. I highly recommend it, and it is a very good respite from serious programming, such as the next show which I watched, which is called Euphoria. Have you seen Euphoria?
No, I saw the trailer and I thought it might be a bit much for me.
I think it might be a bit much for a lot of people.
It just seems like one of those shows that just shows how far human society has declined. That we're exalting and celebrating these, what I presume to be, wealthy, hedonistic teenagers.
I mean, the wealthy thing, that's an aspect that I hadn't really taken into account, but that's a really good point. So this is an HBO teen drama. It's actually based on an Israeli show, and it's created by a guy called Sam Levinson, who he said he's based it on his experiences at high school.
Great.
As you say, it is just extreme hedonism, you know, rampant drug use. Lots of sexual situations, given a modern twist with things like dating apps and revenge porn. But I think it's kind of aiming, you know, the buzz was, oh, this is what your teenage sons and daughters are really getting up to.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really play that like that. I've watched the entirety of season 1, and it plays more like a horror film, an actual horror film, you know, aimed at parents.
Right.
To give them the willies. I found the first few episodes incredibly abrasive and felt very, very dirty afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's clearly aiming to shock you. And then I guess over the course...
There's something a bit prurient as well about watching a TV show about teenagers doing this stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Like something, feel a little bit scolded.
Yeah. And just like it's not kind of right for a grown adult to be watching.
Yeah, although, like, as I say, I can't imagine any teens watching this. I think it's for adults to, you know, it's like looking into a different, particularly hedonistic world. So over the course of the season, it does sort of pull back slightly and it does contextualize why these people are behaving in the way that they are. There's some really good storytelling. It is pretty addictive. A lot of the character stuff is good. It has a villain called Nate, who is reasonably one-dimensional, but he is one of the best, most hateable villains I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He is uniquely despicable. And, you know, maybe it's a good thing that he's sort of the leader of the football team, this, you know, 6'5", you know, very muscular, very handsome guy.
Subversive, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So that's Euphoria. That is available to watch on Neon online.
And which I've just found out I've been paying for the last few months without knowing it because I haven't caught up on my credit card bills.
Oh,
you know when you see an AP that's been going out and you haven't been using?
No.
It's very frustrating. I could have been spending all this time watching Game of Thrones again.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Recancel it.
Probably just let it go for another 6 months.
Think about it.
Mm.
So sticking with Neon, I'm very lucky to be able to be previewing a show. I have to be very vague because I am under embargo, but the show is called Watchmen.
Goodness me, this has got sophisticated. This is usually just people wandering in here and watch something on TV.
Yeah. Well, shall I explain why? I'll need to plug one of my other jobs. Mm. I write about films for a website called flicks.co.nz.
Great.
And so Neon, via them, have provided me with the first 6 episodes, the first of which I'm allowed to talk about.
Great.
It's based on a piece that's coming out on Flix.
Okay.
So Watchmen was
turned into a bit of a humble brag, but fair enough. Go on, carry on, Tony.
I didn't know how to frame it. So Watchmen, the comic book, is a comic book that came out in 1986. It's a bit of a Rosetta Stone for nerds. It's constantly hailed as the best comic ever made. The BBC said this is when comics grew up. And things like this. It was written by a guy called Alan Moore, a very acclaimed comic book author. It was a movie in 2009. I don't know if you saw that. No, not a lot of people did. Mm. It was a bit of a flop. It was directed by Zack Snyder.
Was it one of those big ensemble casts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the buzz was, oh, this is, you know, a comic book film, but it's aimed at adults, much like Euphoria. It's, you know, there's swearing and there's graphic violence and... So now there is this TV show which starts a week from today on Neon, and it's set 30 years after the events in the comic book but completely ignores the movie, which is slightly confusing, but yes. It's set in an alternate timeline which, you know, contains superheroes, a guy called Dr. Manhattan, this sort of Superman-type figure, won Vietnam for America. And so Nixon was still president in the 1980s. It's set in the current day where Robert Redford has become president.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of that whimsical tone that gives you an idea of what to expect. And they sort of use that as a way to comment on things that are happening in the States now. The comic in the 80s was sort of obsessed with the threat of nuclear war and the Cold War with Russia. This new one is concerned with race relations in America and the relationship between the police and specifically people of color. So that's quite promising. It's a really big swing from HBO because it's this genre show with you know, high budget special effects, a big name cast that includes Jeremy Irons and Don Johnson, among others. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails is doing the score, and it's created by Damon Lindelof, who created the show Lost. So they do seem to be banking on this as perhaps a genre show replacement for Game of Thrones or also Westworld, which is in off-season at the moment. But I'm not sure what your average Joe, who hasn't read the comic, would make of this. I kind of think they would be just absolutely confused. Maybe that would be a good viewing experience because... of that confusion, but I'm just not sure.
So let me guess, are you a fan of the comic book?
Yeah, good guess. Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Okay.
I love the comic book. And this is like packed with references, in-jokes, visual details. Mm. Clearly made with a lot of love, but as I say, I don't know how that's going to translate to someone seeing it for the first time.
It might not need to if the comic book has enough fans.
Absolutely. Mm. Maybe not. And yeah, it is, you know, probably the most famous comic, so... who knows?
Okay. Very good. So that was Watchmen from Tony Stamp, our TV critic today. Watchmen, which will be in Neon next week. Euphoria, which is already on that platform. And Taskmaster, which you can find TV on demand. TVNZ On Demand. Thanks, Tony.
Cheers.
Nice to see you.